Time for Behind the Bench, our weekly Buffalo Sabres chat with reporter Bill Hoppe. I'm Omar Fatu. Bill, welcome back.
Thank you, Omar.
Well, a mixed bag for the Sabres since we last spoke. A couple of ugly losses at St. Louis and home against Vancouver. Then they beat a bad Detroit team on Sunday and a pretty good Vegas team on Tuesday. Jack Eichel with the game winner in that one. Give us some takeaways from this past week.
Well, I think my main takeaway from this past week is just the response they had in the last two games. They played terribly in St. Louis against Vancouver at home on Saturday. They played all right for 40 minutes, but they imploded late and they ended up losing by 3 goals. And a day later in Detroit, they beat up a very bad hockey team, the Detroit Red Wings, and they should have beat them up. They should have throttled them and won by multiple goals. I mean, the Red Wings might be the worst NHL team since the 14-15 Sabres, which was a tanking team. So that's a game the Sabres should have won, but I mean, honestly, they should have won by multiple goals and dominate, and they basically did that. And then on Tuesday against the Vegas Golden Knights, they find themselves in a similar situation as they did on Saturday against the Vancouver Canucks. 2-2. Early third period, and this time, instead of collapsing, they responded. They got just a clutch play from Jack Eichel, their captain, their best player, to put them up, and that's the kind of play that you expect from a guy that's becoming a superstar, that's an NHL all-star, that makes $10 million. You expect him to be a difference maker, to change a game like that, and that was a game that he wasn't playing very well, but he's just so talented, he could just, in an instant, he can change a game. And after the game, a lot of the Sabres credited Coach Ralph Krueger for their ability to respond. He's been able to keep them in a good spot. Just he brings a fresh kind of attitude that I think a lot of them have embraced.
And then a day later, Wednesday morning, Vegas fired their coach. A big surprise there.
I was pretty shocked. I mean, Gerard Gallant, he's a guy. 2 years ago, he led Vegas to the Stanley Cup final as an expansion team their first year. And that, to me, is one of the greatest coaching jobs in NHL history. And you can make the argument in sports history. And they made the playoffs last year. They've had a little bit of a rough season this year, but they're in the thick of the playoff chase. And to me, it's just an odd move. And I think Gerard Gallant will find a new job very quickly.
Let's spotlight forward Žemgis Girgensons this week. He's playing on the top line with Eichel and Sam Reinhart. He's mostly been used in a third or fourth line checking role in the last few years, but since his promotion and even before that, he's been showing off some of his offensive skills.
He certainly has been, and I think that's been lost for a few years. There was a time that Žemgis Girgensons, he was one of the Sabres' best players during their two tank years. 5 years ago, he scored 15 goals in 61 games. He was an all-star. And I think a lot of people, including myself, thought he would grow into a 20-25 goal scorer. But he never became that player. I think he's struggled at times over the past several years. But for the most part, he's established himself as a strong third or fourth line checker. And I think Girgensons, having been the 14th overall selection in 2012, as a first-rounder, people expect a lot out of him. I mean, they saw him score a bunch of goals early in his career, and they thought he would continue that. But that doesn't mean that he's a bad player. That doesn't mean that he's not an asset. He's been an asset for the Sabres. He's just settled into a checking role. They've got a lot of mileage out of him. He's in his seventh year. He's still young. I mean, right now he's playing on the first line. And sometimes he does showcase some of that skill that made him a first-rounder. He scored Sunday in Detroit. I mean, he showcased some soft hands. A day earlier, he tipped Kyle Oposo's shot out of the air. I mean, very few players could tip a shot like that. So he does have skill, and he is an asset. He's good for the team in that he's their most tenacious presence. I think if you polled players and coaches and they asked for the hardest-working Sabre, they would tell you it's Žemgis Girgensons.
Two road games coming up tonight in Dallas and Saturday in Nashville, then a long break for the All-Star game and the bye week. The Sabres' home record this year has been very good. They're 14-6-3 at KeyBank Center, but their road record, 7-13-4, has them outside of a playoff spot. How important are these two games heading into the break?
Well, I think these two games are huge, just to build a little momentum going into the break. And they're at the point right now where they've played so poorly on the road for so long that just getting a win would be such a confidence boost, such an achievement for them. And they're playing two good teams. I mean, Dallas has been one of the league's best teams now for a few months. I mean, the Sabres beat them early in the year, but they were nowhere near the level that they are right now. And if they can go into Dallas, a place they haven't done very well over the years, and knock them off, that would be huge. Because if the Sabres can't get going on the road, they're not going to make the playoffs. They have a lot of home games coming up. They have 9 of 10 games at home next month. If they can win one of these games and do well at home, they could really climb back into the race.
You recently caught up with former Sabres star Pierre Turgeon. Our listeners can find your article at buffalohockeybeat.com. He put up some big numbers in his career, more than 500 goals, more than 1,300 points, but he's not in the Hockey Hall of Fame. Tell us what he said about that and coming back to Buffalo.
Well, he was very polite about it. He clearly gets asked about it quite a bit, and he says if it happens, it happens. It would be the icing on the cake. But you look at his stats and you compare them to his contemporaries, you compare them to people in the Hall of Fame, and they stand up. He's ahead of a lot of them. There are other metrics that voters use. He never won a Stanley Cup, of course. He didn't have a ton of playoff success. But the numbers alone tell you who should be in the Hall of Fame. And he's not a guy that just hung around. I mean, he was a dominant player in the 80s, dominant player in the early 90s. Even in the 2000s, he was a point-per-game player on some good St. Louis Blues teams. So I think at some point, whether it's in a couple years or down the line, some momentum might build for him and he might get in. But if you want to make a case for a guy that should be in the Hall of Fame that's not, I mean, you can make a very strong case for Pierre Turgeon. And you could really see how excited he was to be back in Buffalo. I mean, he came back here plenty of times as a player, caught up with him 2 years ago when he was coaching with the Kings. And you could just, he sounded so nostalgic. He came here as a kid in 1987. He was 18 years old. He didn't know English. And he grew up basically into a man and an NHL star here. And I think Buffalo is a special place to him, and he holds it close to his heart. And I feel sometimes he's forgotten about by fans. I mean, he was only here 4 years. They traded him early in his fifth season here, but he was a terrific player. He had a 100-point season. He had a 40-goal season. His body of work here is small, but he should probably be remembered as one of the best Sabres ever.
Bill Hoppe joins us each Thursday morning on Behind the Bench. Thanks, Bill. See you next week.
Thank you, Omar.